Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, zombie. I mean, sir, it's nice to see you again. You're looking well for someone who... I'm pretty sure is dead. Is this what happens when I don't take someone's soul?
Critical.
Zombies?
Warning. Unclaimed soul. Critical. Warning. Unclaimed soul.
Yeah, I got that, Cerberus. But how? Excuse me, sir. May I have your soul? Please? Oh no! Come on, Scythe! Get me out of here!
Gen Z Media presents Cupid and the Reaper, Chapter 2 of The Natureverse. Episode 3, Zombies and the Principal.
Marcus, you gotta help me. You gotta help me now.
Monto, what are you doing in my room?
Wow, what are all those charts on the wall? Never mind, we don't have time for this. I need you.
You just told me you didn't need me.
I was wrong. I was way wrong.
What changed your mind?
Zombies?
What?
Just take my hand.
I'm not really ready to...
And away we go!
Wait, Is that... a zombie?
Yes! I told you there were zombies!
Are we in the hospital?
Yes. We're in the hospital. Try to keep up.
How is there a zombie?
Warning. Soul uncollected. Soul uncollected.
This is your fault.
I didn't do anything.
Precisely. You didn't take his soul, so now he's a dead man walking.
So what do I do about it? I didn't bring you back here to tell me stuff I already know.
Put on the robe, Reaper. Carry out your duties.
The robe. Right. Okay. Robing up. Putting on the hood.
Well, I can't see you anymore.
Ah, but he can.
Good. That's good, I think.
It is? But what do I do now? Oh, wait. There's a light.
What light? I don't see it.
A glowing green light inside the old man. It's bouncing around like it wants to get out. I think that's his soul?
Reach in and grab it?
Grab it? Like, with my hand?
Maybe the sights first.
Okay. Here goes nothing. Oh boy. Okay. My hand is in there. What happened?
Are you here for me?
Yes. I think I am here to take your soul. Hold on, sir.
this place? So peaceful.
I don't know. Cerberus? A little help?
Welcome, Reaper, to the Valley of Souls. You may now release the collected soul.
That means you, sir.
What do I do?
What does he do, Cerberus?
The soul travels across the river to the other side.
That water looks like ink. And Wikipedia says it's poisonous. Okay, sir. See that boat over there? The boatman looks creepy, but I think he'll take you across the water.
Will my wife be waiting on the other side? With all those floating lights?
I hope so.
Me too.
Good luck.
Same to you, Grim Reaper. Don't leave without me. I'm coming.
I guess that's it. This job isn't that hard. Well, Scythe, Cerberus, let's get out of here.
Mondo, are you still here?
Oh, right! The robe!
I really have to get used to you reappearing like that.
Sorry.
Where did you go?
Marcus?
Yes, Mondo?
I'm the Grim Reaper.
I've been trying to tell you.
You have 22 uncollected souls.
Sounds like you have a lot of work to do. I'll just fly myself home. Wendy Morris loves baseball and the beach. Could be a match for... Nah, never mind.
Marcus.
Oh, hi, Harper.
Did you go out somewhere? You smell like chemicals.
No, I don't think so.
You still haven't explained what all these charts and numbers are.
Oh, you know, just research. How are you feeling?
I'm fine. A little shaken up, I guess. Between the gym and the pool, it's been a crazy few days.
It has. I'm sorry that I brought Mondo over before.
It's okay. I mean, he helped save me, right? He's a really good guy, I think. I don't know, for some reason, I get upset when he's around.
Don't worry about that. He won't come around anymore. And I know you want to focus on school, and the dance is coming.
But I told you, that pool in the backyard.
Ugh, here we go again.
You're never going to finish it, my love.
Thank you for your honesty.
Do Mom and Dad seem weird to you?
Weird how?
Before they split up, they were always fighting. But whatever they're doing now feels worse. Do you ever think they only got back together because of us?
I don't know about that.
It's not right, Marcus. I mean, people should decide what and who makes them happy, don't you think?
But what if they don't know who makes them happy?
Then they should be allowed to make their own mistakes. I'll leave you to your research.
You have 0 souls uncollected.
Thank you, Cerberus. Only thing crazier than spending a night collecting souls? Middle school cafeteria. Okay, here we go. Harper! Hi. I know things have been weird between us since your brother shot you with a lead arrow. Yeah, that's not gonna work. Gotta keep the secret, Mondo.
Mondo?
Mr. Apep, hey. You caught me talking to myself.
I do that all the time. Everything okay? We missed you in class this morning.
Sorry, I had a long night. I'm sure you don't want people walking around like zombies. You know, from lack of sleep.
I guess not. Listen, I tried to reason with Principal Durant, but she's insisting on punishing you and Marcus.
Uh-huh.
You sure you're all right, Mondo?
Can I let you know in about 5 minutes?
Sure. Harper, huh?
Harper. Hey, that woman you told me about? The love of your life?
What about her?
How do you lose her?
Sadly, she passed away last year.
Oh, I'm sorry. Death is tough.
so final.
Yeah. Good luck, pal.
I know climate change is a heavy theme for a dance, but why can't we have fun and support the planet at the same time?
Excuse me, Harper. Can I sit here?
Mondo, I thought I made it clear I didn't want to be around you.
I understand that you feel an aversion to me right now.
Please, just go.
I just wanted to say that I will keep my distance, if that's what you want, even at the dance.
Mondo!
Hi, Marcus.
Harper? Mondo, come with me, please.
Harper, like I said, I would never want to make you uncomfortable.
Goodbye, Mondo.
This isn't right, Marcus. Harper and I are supposed to be going to the dance together tomorrow night. You're messing with our lives.
I'm doing what's correct for my sister and for you. You aren't compatible. She's fighting to save our planet, and you? You're the angel of death.
What gives you the right to decide who gets to be in love?
The wings? The arrows?
You're just a kid. Like me, you don't know anything about love.
Look, I won't tell you how to do your job, and you don't tell me how to do mine.
How would you like it if I used my powers on you? If I suddenly went all skeletal and reached into your chest and pulled out your soul?
It doesn't work that way.
Or maybe I'll just go invisible and jump out every time you're about to take a shower.
All right, that's a strange thing to say. Let this go, Mondo.
Or what?
I could load up an arrow and make you fall in love with an opossum, like the one in that girl's picture.
You can't make people fall in love with animals.
How do you know?
Attention. Mondo Ramirez and Marcus Aronson report to the principal's office after lunch. Mondo Ramirez and Marcus Aronson.
Are you serious?
I can't believe I listened to you.
We didn't do anything.
Well, I never got called into the principal's office before you came into my life.
You were also never Cupid before. This is insane. How can I keep my focus on life and death with Durant breathing down our necks?
We can't drop out of school. What are we supposed to do?
I told you, it's time to do this, Cupid. You need to make our principal fall in love.
Before we get back to the show, I just want to say how much we have loved bringing you shows like Winnie Taylor's Fourth and Inches or the new Earth Rangers Underground podcast. And especially the new episodes in the 6 Minutes feed, the ones about the Cyrus Lost tapes. And this is when I need to say a big thank you to all our GZM subscribers. Your support makes independent audio like this possible. If you're not a GZM subscriber yet, right now is the time to join for ad-free listening, early access, and more. Show your support and learn more at gzmshows.com/subscribers. Help us bring you more great shows by becoming a subscriber today. And thank you.
Principal Durant must not be back from lunch yet.
Perfect. Then we could just go right in.
Sure. Break into the principal's office. What could possibly go wrong?
We won't get caught this time.
Easy for you to say. You can be invisible.
And you have giant wings.
That's the opposite of invisible.
Are we going to do this or not?
I thought you said it was wrong to make people fall in love.
I changed my mind.
You know, just because someone falls in love doesn't mean it'll change their whole personality.
You said you can decide how much power you put into the golden arrows, right?
Yes, but...
You need to give Principal Durant a double dose to penetrate that heart of hers.
I've never hit someone with an arrow that potent.
We need to be sure it does the trick. She and Mr. Apep are going to make each other very happy. That's a win-win for everyone.
Listen, Mondo, I think this needs more study.
Okay. Time to go through the door. Robing up. Be right back.
This is a mistake.
Hurry up! Get inside before anyone sees us. We can hide behind the desk until Principal Durant comes in. You shoot her with the arrow while I bloop out to the hall and make sure Mr. Apep walks in next. You won't miss, right?
I never miss. How will I explain this to my parents if I get suspended?
They really don't know you're Cupid?
Of course not. No one can ever know. People might try to exploit my powers. Kind of like you're doing right now, come to think of it.
How'd you get the job anyway?
You really want to know?
I mean, We're just sitting here, right?
Okay. Well, when my parents decided to get a divorce, it didn't make sense to me. How two people could be in love one day and then suddenly fall out of love. It seemed so illogical.
I think that's just the way it works with grown-ups.
But why? Why are there so many divorces? Why do people fall in love with the wrong partner in the first place? So I started doing what I do best. Researching.
All those papers in your room.
I studied love stories, dating sites, breakups. And I heard the same stories over and over again. How people felt when they fell in love. Like getting shot in the heart with an arrow.
Cupid.
I came to believe he was real. Cupid is real? But how could I find him? I inputted every example of love at first sight and cross-referenced the data with first dates, proposals, and ultimately found what I called the Nexus of Love.
What's the Nexus of Love?
Here in Savannah, it's the Forsyth Park Fountain. So I staked it out. It was spring, the most romantic time of the year. And one day, I was camped out in a tree, and there he was, floating down from the sky.
You found Cupid?
White suit, wings, arrows, and all. Hello there, Mr. Cupid. My name is Marcus Aronson.
You know who I am.
You talked to him?
I did. I asked him about love, about why my parents split up.
What did he say?
He said,
"Honestly, I don't know, Marcus. After 1,000 years of doing this job, I don't understand love any better than I did when I started."
How is that possible?
Maybe it's because I've never been in love myself.
That's so sad.
It's illogical. So I convinced him to take a break, to experience life, and to let me do the job.
You talked Cupid into handing over his wings and arrows?
I tried to reason with him. I think I can help you, Cupid. The way love is spread around, it's full of chaos. It needs to be more carefully controlled.
Well, you're just a kid. Well, it's never been done like this.
But it can be done, right? You can hand it over.
Hand it over?
It took weeks to convince him. I showed him my charts, my research, my theories. And then finally one day, he agreed. He recited some Latin words.
Si vis amari ama, amor omni vincit.
And that was it. The wings suddenly sprouted out of my back, handed over the bow and arrows, and he walked away as if a weight had been lifted off of his back.
And you did it all so you could get your parents back together?
I did it so I could fix what was wrong with how people fell in love.
Marcus, no offense, but there was nothing wrong with...
Someone's coming.
Walk, students.
It's Principal Durant.
Not you.
Get ready. Wait.
Don't be late.
Quiver.
Whoa.
Okay. Looks like you got this.
You need to make sure Mr. Apep is the first person to walk through that door after her.
No sweat. Let that golden arrow fly, buddy. I'll see you in a few. Okay, trying to get Mr. Apep to Durant's office. Dad, I can't talk right now.
Mando, I just wanted to let you know that I'm...
I really have to call you back. I'm on a time-sensitive mission.
What kind of mission?
Mr. Apep? What's going on?
Mando.
Mr. Apep, what's happening?
Something in one of the science labs. We have to evacuate the school.
Science lab? Harper had science last period!
They said everyone's out. Come on!
Wait, Mr. Apep, I need you to do something very important first.
We really should get out of the school, Mondo.
Please, you have to go to the principal's office. Right now.
Why?
Because... I heard Miss Durant calling for help.
Is she in danger?
Please, promise me.
Okay, I promise. I'll go to Miss Durant's office, straight there.
You won't be sorry. I have to go find Harper. Dad, please, I can't talk right now.
Mando, listen, I
gotta go.
To tell you that
Harper!
Please, help me. Help.
Harper, are you in there?
It's smoke.
Mando, a burner fell in. Everyone ran out, but the door closed on me. I can't open it. I think the lab's gonna explode.
Close your eyes, Harper.
What?
Close your eyes, please. It's going to be okay.
How did you get in here?
Keep your eyes closed. Give me your hand.
I am not holding your hand. I don't need to be rescued like some damsel in distress.
Please.
Okay.
Here we go. Open your eyes.
We're outside? How?
I think you passed out for a minute there.
I don't remember that.
Harper.
Harper? Mondo?
I'll let you go now, Harper. I know you don't like being around me. See ya.
See ya.
Mondo, what happened? Where's Harper going?
She was in the lab. I got her out just before it exploded. Did you do it? Did you hit Durant with the arrow?
I told you I would. Mr. Apep went into her office, right?
You didn't see him come in?
Principal Durant almost spotted me. Had to slip out the window. But Mr. Apep was headed there, right?
Of course! I sent him there before I saved Harper.
I don't understand. Harper could have died. Again? That's three times.
Four.
How is that possible? I mean, being nearly struck by shattered glass, then the giant heart, falling into the hole, a lab explosion. The odds are astronomical. No one has luck that bad.
What if it's not luck?
What do you mean?
I mean, what if it wasn't supposed to go the way it did in the gym? If the Grim Reaper wasn't supposed to die?
Harper.
The Reaper said she belonged to the land of the dead. What if all these accidents are the universe trying to correct that mistake? Which means
if we can't save her, it's going to keep happening. Until she dies.
It was good to see you, Ismail.
Always nice to see you, Nate. Thanks for the oranges.
Ismail?
Yes, Chloe?
Who are you? What are you?
I told you, I'm just a driver.
Uh-huh. And who do you work for?
Let's just say I don't get any days off, which is why I'm heading back to Savannah.
I knew you wouldn't answer that question. I guess Felix and Oscar the Opossum and I will just keep on keeping on.
You're doing great, Chloe. Your grandma, she'd be very proud of you.
You think?
I know it.
I still miss her, you know. Every day. Every time there's a nature crisis or I start having doubts, I'd give anything just to talk to her one last time. To ask her questions about the job, about her life, but mostly just to thank her and tell her I love her.
She knows. Trust me, she knows.
So tell me about the other two. This Cupid kid, he must be very romantic.
Sure.
Is this normal? I mean, all the turnover in these jobs? Like, when was the last time there was a new Cupid and Grim Reaper at the same time?
Let's see, never.
That's weird.
It is indeed.
You think I should meet them?
We try to discourage that. Too much power concentrated in one place is dangerous. You've got egos and emotions.
Not me.
Of course not. Let's just say there have been complications in the past. But everyone stays in their own lane.
Not even a Christmas party? A Zoom call?
Chloe.
I'm just curious.
Chloe, we've got a Category 4 building in the South Pacific.
Coming!
Take care of yourself, Mother Nature.
You too, Ismail.
Hey, boss.
Everything okay?
Yeah, I'm getting ready to have... Hang on. What was that? reports color.
For more great stories, visit gzmshows.com.
Shh, it's starting.
GZM Shows. Imagination amplified.
I could ride a unicycle for a half a mile straight.
I have moved 3 times.
I have a pet corn snake.
I've been to 10 national parks.
Hi, I'm Deborah Goldstein, host of the podcast The Big Fib, and half of those statements were lies. On every episode of The Big Fib, we bring on 2 grown-ups. One is an expert, the other is a liar. And it's the job of our human child contestant to help us figure out who is who, because no one can spot a liar better than a kid. We've had episodes featuring everything from pickles to penguins, as well as black holes to the human brain. The Big Fib is a game show where kids choose between the awesomely audacious audio promo of truth and the cautiously callous commercial of lies. During every episode, you'll meet a new child contestant, new grown-ups claiming to be experts, and a new opportunity to answer the question, what are we lying about today? Join me and my robot co-host, Lisa, on The Big Fib on Apple Podcasts or on gzmshows.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Autumn.
And I'm Jasper.
And we're a GZM family. And we want you to listen to our favorite show, Becoming Mother Nature.
I love the one with the Grim Reaper and the zombies.
Do you want to hear your family at the end of a show giving a shout-out? Go to gzmshows.com/shout-out to learn more. That's gzmshows.com/shout-out for a chance to be heard on this show.